searching for HIV vaccines. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Some people who are HIV positive can live with the disease for years without any symptoms, like one man who did so for at least 6 years. In 1994, Scripps Research Institute immunologist Dennis Burton and his colleagues found a rare antibody in a sample of the man's bone marrow. He and his colleagues have been studying the antibody ever since in hopes of using it to create a vaccine for HIV.
We figure that if we understand how these antibodies work, we could design vaccines that would allow us to induce these antibodies.
Recently, they found that the antibody has a finger-like projection that stops HIV by plugging into a crevice on the surface of the virus.
So this crevice that I'm talking about is actually is needed by the virus because normally it binds a protein on the surface of white blood cells and allows them to enter those cells.
And since the plugged-up virus can't enter white blood cells, it can't cause infection. Burton says he's hopeful that one day a working vaccine can be made, but cautions that it could take years to develop. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.